This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, so let's close a loophole from yesterday. Dan Lanning, the head coach at Oregon, did admit that they put 12 men on the field intentionally, which has led the NCAA to look at the loophole. Which I would think the obvious thing would be to say you can, the offense can choose to have it count as no play, march off the 5 yards, and you get the time back. And for people who missed it late in the game, Oregon put 12 guys on the field defensively. Ohio State ran a play. It was unsuccessful, maybe in part because of the 12 guys on the field defensively.
Sure, that would help prevent
And success. They got 5 yards for illegal substitution, but they lost 6 seconds in game time. And then they ran, Ohio State ran the next play, and the quarterback slid down, and the clock expired, and the game was over just as they were getting into field goal range. The 4 seconds they lost would have been awfully useful. But Lanning, look, Pat Forty had reported that he had was in the elevator after the game with the Oregon coaches, and they were kind of, some of them sounded as though they were rolling their eyes and just talking about how they kind of dodged a bullet with the 12 men. But Lanning, I guess, confirmed it was an intentional thing. So the NCAA is looking into it. In the meantime, let's get back to your phone calls, 248-539-9797. Look, I want to say, you know, yesterday I was pretty down. And I think it came through on the air. I got called a little bitch for how I was whining about the Hutchinson injury, to which I said, yes, I am being a bitch. I was so disappointed because it just felt like we were seeing the best version of the Lions ever when they suffer a huge blow to their season. But the reason I don't think the season is over and the reason why I'm feeling better today and the thing that I have focused on is my belief that offense wins championships, and the Lions currently have the best offense in the NFL. They can prove it over the next coming weeks because they played a Dallas team that was devastated by injuries, and I get that. But that doesn't mean that the best offense in the NFL didn't go out and just absolutely exploit everything. But if they do it, they play the Vikings and the Packers and the Texans, 3 of their next 4 games, all on the road. If their offense keeps humming along, yeah, I still think they can win the Super Bowl. Because I think the defense, okay, if they lose Hutch and they go back to what the defense was last year, then it's going to be challenging for sure. But that would prove to me the offense is better.
Well, the game's Sunday. It's just, it's one of these awesome games to look back at. But you can't ignore that the defense played a massive role in why the outcome was 47-9. Not only holding Dallas to 9 points, but because they got turnovers, because there were 4 turnovers in the game that defense created, gives the ball right back to the offense. Otherwise, the offense is not scoring 47 in the game.
Now, there was also,
they could have scored 60.
There was also 4 down. They turned it over on downs and plus territory to the Lions. So the defense really did help the offense along. But 248-539-9797. Brandon is next. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are we doing?
Good. All right, so look. Man, it's 20-year anniversary of the Rasheed Wallace trade. we need a Rasheed Wallace type of trade for the Lions, man. I've been looking for us to get an edge rusher to help Hutchinson out for a while. And who's on the sideline that ain't been signed or retirement? Who wouldn't want to play for the Lions right now? You know what I'm saying?
Well, apparently JJ Watt.
They got potential of being, huh?
I said apparently JJ Watt doesn't want to.
I mean, make the phone. Look, all I want Brad Holmes to do, I trust him. He's going to make the right move. But let's just, I know we're in panic mode right now, but let's just worry about the Vikings coming up right now. And then we can address that come trade deadline. So we just got to hope Cleveland and Vegas continue to lose the next couple of weeks before the deadline. And let's take a shot. If he makes the phone call for Crosby and they just say no, we tried. I'll be cool with that. But like you just said, offense winning championships.
You know,
we got probably potential the best offense in the league right now if it keeps clicking like it is.
Brandon, you bring something up. If they go out and they get smoked this weekend in Minnesota, then it might you might see panicky Doug return. But I'm looking forward to this game. I think it's a great opportunity for the Lions to prove a lot. And you know, I don't think they're going to not address the edge rusher. I just feel like it's unlikely they're going to go big. It'd be cool. And maybe that window will open. And maybe they'll do something. But it feels to me like this, we're poised to see, because Brad Holmes has set this thing up for the long haul. I think that they are going to do the type of thing that he has done. And he's not always successful. Donovan Peoples-Jones didn't work out. Marcus Davenport didn't work out. But, you know, other guys, Tim Patrick is working out. You know, Josh Reynolds did work out. 248-539-9797.
It's just going to take a collective group effort. I know it's cliche, but it's true. This is, I think that's what's going to end up happening, Doug. I don't think they make a big splash like you said. And you're a big fight fan, Gator. You know, in MMA, one of their weapons got taken away. They still can, you know, punch and kick, but maybe their jiu-jitsu isn't as good, right? They just got to find a different way to win the fight.
Different way to win the fight.
Gator, Doug, you know what I'm talking about. It just, you can still win this fight, people. You just, hey, you lost one of the things that you were really good at, but there's other ways to do it. And I think that's what the Lions are going to do.
Maybe Doug, you want to be in the guard. You got to have a good sprawl.
Doug, you know what I'm talking
sprawl,
about.
Sprawl, yeah. Yeah, good right? sprawl. Yep.
Don't get taken down. Use the fence, get back up.
Yes, I'm aboard.
Push off the fence.
248-539-9797. Mike, you're next. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're good.
Just wanted to say, like, we need to blow the boat here a little bit. This team is built through the draft. Young players on cheap contracts. We can't afford to take on a Crosby. We have Aleem needs a deal. Kirby needs a deal. Next year after that, you'll have Damo needs a deal. And all these young guys that are the heart and soul of our team right now.
Hutch needs a
deal. We're going to need the money. We need to hang on to it for them. I would be on board with a Hassan Reddick move, seeing that as how it's a one-year deal. You know, throw some of that extra
money. He's not going to do it. Hassan Reddick has held out this entire season to this point because he wants a deal. He wants an extension. So you can't trade for him unless you're going to give him the extension.
I mean, not even an extension. I mean, just put an extra dollars on his money for this year.
He won't do it.
Give him a little bit extra this year.
Would he do it here?
Like a Za'Darius Smith in Cleveland. He's been productive in the division. He's an older guy, I know, but we can't mortgage our future just for one run at it. I mean, we're replacing Hutch, but we still have the pieces to do things. This is not a sky is falling situation.
Well, look, they can make some moves. They can make some strong moves, and I hope that they do. But I'm okay with Brad Holmes if he doesn't. Like, I hope I'm conveying that. I'm not endorsing not doing anything. I just trust Brad Holmes. And you did bring up a great point. The reason why future draft picks, are so hard for the Lions to give up is because the next phase of what we hope of great Lions football includes re-signing all their draft picks, which means they're going to start getting an imbalanced top-heavy roster, in which case those draft picks you have to hit on in 2026, 2027, 2028, they have to crush the draft to be sustainable. Now, I know if you have a chance to win a Super Bowl, you mortgage the future. You really do. And as we get closer to the trade deadline, they might start to really feel that. I think they're probably in the early stages of not grief, but early stages of, okay, how are we going to do this? By the way, I just want to throw something out in there that I'm finding a great deal of satisfaction.
Oh.
A little, you know.
You got some smugness going?
No, it's not smug at all. It's
patting yourself on the back at all?
No, yeah. Not patting myself on the back even. It's a little bit of solace is what it is. It's a little bit of solace.
I feel like, does this require music?
No, not
Doug's,
at all.
Doug's moment of solace?
No, but you know how you look for a silver lining in something?
Yes.
I got to tell you, I am pissed and hurt and disappointed what happened in the Tiger season at the end. I'm not mad at the Tigers. It just sucked.
Yeah.
And by the end of that, you know, we talked about who's the guardian that drives you nuts. Rocchio, it came with a great call on that. Early for me, it was Naylor. Then it was by the end of the series, it was definitely Rocchio. But then there were about seven other guys.
Then Rocchio had a home run last night.
About seven other guys, right?
Yep.
I'm taking a little bit of solace in the fact that so many of these Lions trade conversations are talking about trying to take advantage of a dreadful Browns team. Just a dreadful train wreck of a Browns team. That Cleveland team is awful. I mean, they are awful on the field. They got terrible contracts. They are a train wreck. Can the Lions take advantage of them? A little bit of solace.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Whole Detroit-Cleveland thing.
I hear you. Are you rooting for Cleveland or the Yankees?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I don't even know what to say.
Well,
because I am not rooting for Cleveland.
But that means you're rooting for the Yankees.
I'm not rooting for the Yankees.
No, you can't sit out this one.
I'm gonna sit out. I know. I'm gonna think about when does that series start? When does it start?
Last night.
When is game 8?
I told him to get this morning. I'm like, you know both teams can't lose, right?
I wanna debate that.
Somebody's gotta win.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.